Excellent. Well, I know we're over, but we knew this was going to be a packed service, but I'm going to preach this a little bit, okay? Dispatched is the theme for this report back weekend, and I pray that these report backs have been an encouragement to you. I thought dispatch would be a very appropriate word. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines dispatch first as verb to send someone or something quickly to a particular place for a particular purpose, or to send off or away with promptness or speed, especially to send off on official business. As a noun, an important official message, or the act of sending someone or something to a particular place for a particular purpose. I think dispatch sums up pretty well what Jesus does to us. Sends us out. The King of Kings, the King himself, the King of the universe, sends us out into the world, chooses to use us with an important message, a dispatch. And the dispatch, of course, is the gospel of grace, the good news of Jesus Christ, that forgiveness is real, that really you are saved fully and completely outside of anything you've ever done or could earn. God gives it as a free gift. That's what we get to tell people. Luke chapter 24, Jesus appears to his disciples after he had risen from the dead. And, you know, rightfully so, after seeing someone that you know has died after the fact, that's a little scary. And they thought, this is a ghost. They didn't know what to make of this guy. And Jesus says, hold on now, touch me. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones like you see I have. Now get me some fish. And he eats with them. This is really Jesus. Jesus is really there, risen from the dead. And Jesus says to them, these are my words that I spoke to you while I was with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and of the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. He had told them time and time again he was going to die and rise from the dead. He said a whole bunch of other stuff, like salvation is here, like forgiveness is coming. All this good stuff is true because they see Jesus face to face now. He says to them, thus it is written, that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. And now that repentance and forgiveness of sin should be proclaimed in all nations, in his name, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And they were witnesses of those things. Eyewitnesses of all that Jesus said, all that Jesus did, his resurrection from the dead. And it changed everything. It was too good to keep in. And they got to go tell all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. And it's safe to say, you know, the apostles aren't around anymore. They have since passed away. And there are still nations that need to hear. And all nations include maybe your own family, your friends, your co-workers. All nations is everybody. J.D. Greer, he's a pastor, and in his book, Gaining by Losing, has a really helpful analogy for what the church is. And you've heard this before. He says, well, sometimes the church gets criticized for being like a cruise ship. Have you heard that before? The church acting like a cruise ship, a cruise liner. In other words, not a lot of personal ownership of the mission. It's a Sunday thing or Saturday night thing. You got your church life. You go to church. You comfortably sit in the pew, and then the rest of your week is whatever. Okay? There's a lot of separation between your two lives, so to speak. But mainly the emphasis on cruise ship is the comfortability, right? Well, okay, let's take that for a second. Cruise ship. It is kind of like a cruise ship. You better believe we're going to be cruising in onto heaven on the merits of Jesus Christ. So yeah, it is kind of like a cruise ship. Grace requires nothing of you. Jesus requires nothing of you. That's what "it is finished" means. It's done. He has accomplished it all. He does not require any good works from you. He has saved you because he loves you, and he's already accomplished it. So yeah. Cruise ship for sure. We're cruising in on the merits and grace of Jesus Christ. And it's also true That grace is so good that we can't just keep it inside. And the more that we get filled with the grace and love of Jesus Christ, the more we grow in love for one another. The more we hear about what Jesus has done and how he has served us, the more we grow in the desire to serve others. So yeah, there is an ownership of the mission because we've been filled with this grace. So the other analogy, on the other side of the horse, you know, falling on the other side of the horse, you're with me, is a battleship. That there's no time to get comfy. All the battles are fought here in this place, in the church. The witnessing happens, is what I mean by the battle, right? The witnessing happens here, the evangelism happens here. Everything that we do here has to be about the non-believer. Well, okay, yeah, let's take that for a second, too. This is the place where the Word of God is preached. This is where we gather together and hear the Word of God. And how do people come to saving faith in Jesus Christ? And they hear it. They experience the Word of God. The Holy Spirit works through that Word. So yeah, there are some, quote, battles fought here. But we're still resting in the grace of God, and we come to receive what He gives. So J.D. Greer, I love what he says, is not necessarily one or the other. He says a better analogy would be an aircraft carrier. An aircraft carrier, a place where you are refueled, so to speak, where you, sure, there's some battles fought there, but you come to this place together as the body of Christ. Receive what Jesus comes to give. He becomes the host here. He becomes the giver. We become the recipients. And it's so good. And he sends us out, dispatched into the world with a dispatch. The greatest news the world could ever hear. Grace is real. As Jesus said, that forgiveness of sins, repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations. You are witnesses of these things. We simply get to say and speak of what we witnessed and heard and saw. What did we just see? Sins forgiven. Christ present. What we heard. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. I pray today has been an encouragement to you. Jesus does dispatch us with some really good news to serve and love one another. Sometimes it's a mission trip. Honestly, most times it's not. Most of the time, it's mundane things, small things, completely uncool things. Sometimes things that are painful, like changing a diaper. Roman's eating like carrots and stuff now, and those diapers have gotten a little worse. It could be in things like that. God is hidden in the small and mundane things, and he is actively at work. So I pray that you are encouraged by that and encouraged by all the things you heard today. God is truly on the move, as we heard in that song, bringing good news to all nations in his name. And we get to be a part of that. Amen. Will you stand with me and let's pray. Lord Jesus, you suffered the all painful death on the cross as the true patient sacrificial lamb for us. You bought our freedom from all of our sins, from death, from the devil, from hell, through your blood. So rule our hearts by your Holy Spirit and refresh us again today with your grace. Preserve us with your divine love and hide us, body and soul, in your holy wounds. Wash us clean of all sins, maintain in us every good work, whether they be done on a mission trip or the small, mundane things of life. Dispatch us with your good news on our lips, that more would come to know your grace and have faith in your promises, and that with them you would lead us out of this world into eternal joy and glory. We pray these things in your name, O faithful Savior, Jesus Christ, our only solace, hope, and life, as we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.